Biden's labor secretary claims administration inherited jobless women, generations of unemployment for blacks. By Penny Starr on May 10, 2021. Marty Walsh, President Joe Biden's pick to run the U.S. Department of Labor, said over the weekend the administration inherited unemployment rates for blacks and women that have existed for decades. Ignoring the record low joblessness for both demographics under the Trump administration. We need to make sure if we're going to have a strong recovery, a strong equitable recovery, we need to get women back into the workforce. Walsh said in an interview on taxpayer-funded National Public Radio, NPR. And that's something that the president's focused on. It's something that I'm focused on here at the Department of Labor, as well as our unemployment numbers in the black community, Walsh said. Today, it's 9.7%. So our communities of color have higher unemployment rates than their white counterparts right now, he commented. And we've always seen that discrepancy as far as, you know, going back generations. But we have to be real intentional about investments that we're making to make sure that as we recover from the pandemic, it's an equitable recovery for all, for women and for people of color, Walsh said. Neither Martin nor Walsh reported that, in fact, during the Donald Trump presidency, unemployment fell to record lows for both blacks and women. CNBC reported on those records in October 2019. There have never been more black and Hispanic Americans in the workforce, Friday's Labor Department job report showed. The jobless rate for Hispanics hit a record low of 3.9% in September, while African Americans maintained its lowest rate ever, 5.5%. The Hispanic women unemployment rate was 3.8% in September and the black adult women jobless rate was 4.6%. The unemployment rate for Asian Americans was 2.5% in September. The jobless rate for adult women came in at 3.1%. As Breitbart News reported, during the Trump tenure the black and white unemployment gap was also reduced substantially. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.